For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hour number three begins. It is 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. VP pick J.D. Vance addressing the crowd at the RNC last night. A lot of energy and a lot to talk about. We'll get back to that. But first, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek joining us this morning. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on, my friend. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, we were hoping you'd come in, but you're calling in from Tampa Bay, and we appreciate you finding the time and the schedule. And I know you wanted to touch on the shooting in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I just wanted to. I mean, wow, I couldn't believe that. And obviously, you know, as we look at, you know, when things like this happen, you know, you really do hope that in the light of all of that, it brings our country together. And our thoughts and prayers, obviously, you know, we're with the president and. You know, we continue to hope that this thing works, obviously, from Marion County and Carl's perspective, you know, against those folks that shot, and that our country would come together. And we, you know, obviously violence never solves anything. And this continues to show that violence won't win in the end either.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not going to get apologetic. I'm not going to apologize because I think the left leads everybody by far by the kind of nasty rhetoric that they've put out there. But yeah, come together, at least be able to debate each other, as J.D. Vance mentioned last night. And as I've said, you know, my personal opinion is if you value something but you're not willing to argue for it, you can't effectively defend it, maybe you should, you know, take another look at it. But the left on a lot of issues. Go ahead.
No, I just think that that's so right. I mean, we have lost the ability to debate in our country, right? Instead of being able to actually like a person and not completely agree with them, we have gotten so far from that. And our founders would be upset with us, right? They debated vigorously over the ideas and the substance of our country and losing that and trending towards violence. And then, you know, some of the people saying, oh, I'm sorry they missed. I mean, that kind of rhetoric will destroy a country and will continue to make us more divisive instead of being able to debate on the ideas and the spirit of a great country and freedom.
Well, you know, for the politicians or actually the talking heads on the left that, you know, want to call Trump supporters, you know, haters, this is how bizarre it is. They've said the most hateful, ugly things. But let's move on from that. I have to be honest, I'm not that familiar with evaluation and appraisal report, what you call EAR. The EAR, tell us about what that is and how it impacts people in Marion County.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about this because, you know, obviously Florida is a really obviously huge growing place. Marion County has had the effects of that growth. And people ask me, you know, Commissioner, how can I get involved? How can I understand what's going to happen? Why our community is growing the way it is? What does our plan look like? What does our community look like? Well, this thing called the EAR, which is the Evaluation Appraisal Report, is part of our comprehensive plan. It's something that we do every 10 to 20 years to continue to make sure that on the planning horizon, we know and we have a vision for what our community will look like. You know, natural resources, vision for land use and planning, growth. How do all those things, how does that puzzle, if you would, come together to make a community? And so we have these things going on. You can get online and take a survey and tell us what you think. You can go to marionfl.org/EAR to provide feedback, or you can join us. In fact, today there are two seminars going on where you can give feedback, both at 2:00 today at Timber Ridge Medical Park and 6:00 tonight at the Freedom Library. And then also on Thursday, July 25th at 6 p.m., the Golden Hills Country Club. all of these areas. We are having these community meetings because we really want to get feedback so that we can form a vision for what our community will look like in the future down the road in the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, you know, it's very common for people to say, yeah, it ain't what it used to be. I remember I used to dove hunt in them woods across the street, and now it's a shopping center. It's kind of like, well, I mean, that's been life in America for a number of years. And I'm not saying I don't want things to remain as they are in some aspects, but, I mean, we have to balance those expectations, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is that most people, you know, see a field or see a cow pasture in certain areas, especially if they're close to the urban areas or, you know, where there's a lot of infrastructure. And the whole point of these plans are to actually maximize tax dollars, right? So if we have these huge investments in water and sewer, road infrastructure, and all those kind of things, well, it makes sense in order for us to still be the horse capital of the world in 20 years, it makes sense that we would want people to move and live where we've placed those investments in infrastructure, and then in the rural areas to try to keep them rural, all right?
And
so that's kind of our plan with you know, our farmland preservation area, the Ocala National Forest. If you look at Marion County, more than 50% of our community is in rural areas. But where we do have those investments in infrastructure, we also want to make sure that that's maximized, right? And so those are the things we're trying to figure out, and we need your help to make sure we put the right things in the right places for our community in the future.
And people could do research and they could do their homework, but we take for granted that everybody is digitally savvy, and they're not. And it's not all elderly, but there is a lot of people that aren't really that familiar with the internet and everything that goes with it. What are you doing in Marion County to help remedy that?
Well, you know, like you said, there are just a lot of scams out there, and there's a lot of digital fraud, unfortunately. And people don't always know, how do I make this password? How do I create different accounts? How do I keep my digital banking safe? And so we wanted to give people, there's workshops that the University of Florida Extension Service is offering for free to talk about that kind of digital literacy, understanding those elements, and how to make sure you don't get scammed and you have great accounts and passwords. I know for some of us that's real simple. But there is a lot of people in our community, you'd be surprised, that fall victim to these digital scams, and we want to protect them. So 11 to 2 p.m. on July 22nd at the Freedom Library, we have a workshop, as well as 11 to 2 at the 23rd at Fort McCoy Public Library, 11 to 2 on the 29th at Marion County, Marion Oaks Community Center, and then 11 to 2 on the 30th at the Mary Sue Rich Community Center. And if you have any questions, you can also call our team at 352-438-2323. And I hope that if you or someone you know or love, bring them to one of these workshops. It really is going to be a good digital experience.
You had a shooting recently, 31-year-old woman shot and killed in Ocala. That was last month. And Ocala Police Department are increasing the reward. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the department, obviously, we haven't figured out, you know, who committed this crime. And so we're increasing the reward to $10,000. On Saturday, June 29th, the OPD was dispatched and found the woman deceased. Her name was Faye Porter, and we really need your help as a community. So if you have any information, detectives, you know, want to make sure that we solve this case. And obviously, you know, we haven't had the tips to lead to the identity of the perpetrator. And so we need your help. Call Crime Stoppers if you want to remain anonymous, 352-368-STOP. In the event that Crime Stoppers and your tip leads to arrest, you may qualify for a cash reward of $3,000. In addition, an enhanced reward of up to $6,500 is available through the Florida Association of Crime Stoppers. So we're upping the award, trying to make sure we solve this crime.
Last thing, real quick, Bus Brigade.
Yes, sir. Obviously, you know, we have homeless kids and kids that need your help. So if you would come join Marion County, any one of the Marion County libraries, parks and rec, fire rescue stations, or animal services, if you drive by or are going through, please help bring some pack supplies, backpacks, or anything for school supplies. We're going to bring all those together, and we're going to give those to the school board and to each one of the individual schools. break that out and really help those kids get off to an incredible brand new school year.
All right. And I think information can be had at 352-438-2300. Carl Zalek.
Yes, sir.
Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. We always appreciate your time, your insights, and what you do for the community. Keep fighting a good fight, my friend, and stay safe.
Thanks, Bob. You guys have a great day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.